Welcome to Abiding in Christ. Acts 17:28 says, "In Christ we live and move and have our being." This program is designed to instill in you that all your needs are met when you put Jesus Christ first in your life. Listen now to the Holy Spirit as a Bible teacher and host, Leisha Cantrell, reveals the Word of God.
One of God's benefits for us is healing. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God regenerates our spirit, but our minds are renewed by the Word of God. He has also put healing ministries in the church to aid our body and mind and open the way to the throne of grace, where we can enter in prayer and we can request according to Scripture. Fundamentally, we are God's child, and we're translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And healing is the children's bread. However, we don't always know how to take hold of it. Some people come to faith in that regard because they have a relationship with God, and the deeper that goes, the more you can just trust Him with yourself and with everything. George Mueller would do that. He didn't think there was anything in the Scriptures specifically about healing, though he was at the top on finances. That seemed to be the real reason for his ministry, as he understood it, so that he could teach the body of Christ how God works, how we perceive, and how God works, and how we can come to faith, even though we cannot. It's not intelligible to us the way that he does things. And so he just committed himself to God at a time of great need of a healing, and said, "Do with me as you wish." And it was out of his relationship with God that he was healed. So he just understood it from the fact that God is love. He's our Father. And the way that he trusted him in one area, in the finances, also came over to healing. So the new birth, the regeneration of our spirit, once we get to that point, and then we think of becoming sanctified, and sometimes we get hung up with that and twisted around whether we're earning this or whether God is doing this. Do we just go, are we just regenerated and that's it? And so this is why studying Scripture is quintessential to walking with God and having His blessings, is because we speculate from an unregenerated mind and emotions. We do not have new thoughts and new emotions automatically when our spirit is reconnected with God. But Holy Spirit indwells us and works in us to will and do of God's good pleasure, and he works in accordance with Scripture. He requires faith and Scripture. That's what builds our faith. Prayer and Scripture is what builds our faith. It is especially important to go to Scripture daily to triumph over pain and fear. In other words, we have to persevere. Christianity is often called the Great Confession. All things in Christ, salvation, healing, deliverance, are dependent upon the confession with our lips of Jesus' Lordship, which is our relationship with Him, that He's Lord over our lives, that we know that. Paul said to Timothy, "You have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." 1 Timothy 6:12. The Apostle Paul says that Bible faith is speaking what you believe. What is true, but the Word also says to establish something, two or three credible witnesses are needed. 2 Corinthians 3:13-1. In this case, there are two questions that must be answered to establish our definition and institute a biblical concept. Can it be supported with other Scripture, and does it line up with the Bible's overall message? So we looked for two more verses on faith that will help us find the answer. Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God created the worlds through faith. He said, and so it was. Technically speaking, he created the worlds through perlocution, creation by the spoken word. God believed, and therefore he spoke. Jesus' description of faith in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Testimony is a part of the faith life. If you want to develop a robust faith, then continually tell what the Lord is doing for you. The more you talk about it, the more he becomes real to you. The more the way that he works becomes real to you. Because it isn't apparent to the natural mind. So if you do not talk about it, the less real it becomes, because you're used to certain patterns that your natural senses can derive from sense data. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 5:15. Proverbs 4:20-23, the word of God will save your life. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Joshua 21:45. God's word will not fail. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. Philippians 2:13. God's will, healing, is working in you. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Romans 8:11. The spirit of life is making your body alive. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. We have our new birth life. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. And we also still have maybe a remembrance, but we may be more familiar with how things are in the natural world all around us. And this is what people talk, and this is what we hear on the news, is a certain pattern that if we just listen to that, it'll program us. This is why Paul in Romans 12:1-2 tells us not to let the world squeeze you into its mold. So this is the apex of our complication and knowing what God will do and knowing what we should do, is that our minds have to be renewed by the word of God, and we need to always, when God answers prayer, journal it or keep that fresh in our minds so that we increase our faith for the next time. Romans 8:11, the spirit of life is making your body alive. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. And again, Philippians 2:13, God's will, healing, is working in you. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. 2 Corinthians 1:20, God is for you. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Matthew 8:2-3, it is God's will for you to be healed. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Exodus 15:26, God's word, obey God's word and be healed. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Living in God's power means living in the spirit of faith. The Apostle Paul defined the spirit of faith with a quotation from Psalm 116:10. I believed, therefore I spoke, saying, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. The spirit of faith is something we have, it's something we possess. We are faith men and faith women. The Bible makes it clear that God has given to everyone a measure of faith. Romans 12:3. As Christians, we are not a host of doubters, but we have been born into the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. The spirit of faith is similar to the word of faith, as defined in Romans 10:8. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The true faith life is a mouth and heart experience. It is believing the word in your heart and speaking or confessing the word with your mouth. Exercise the spirit of faith. We invariably speak what we believe, whether it is right or wrong. Jesus taught, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. When we exercise the true spirit of faith, we believe the word and then speak that word. We believe the word in Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Therefore we speak. I am redeemed from the kingdom of darkness through the precious blood of Jesus. We believe the word in 1 John 2:25. This is the promise that he has promised us, the eternal life. Therefore we speak, I have eternal life according to his great promise. We believe the word in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even at the end of the age, until the end of the age. Therefore we speak, the Lord is with me always, even until the very end of life's journey. Exodus 23:25, serve the Lord and healing will be yours. Worship the Lord your God and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take sickness from among you. Deuteronomy 7:15. God takes all sickness away from you. The Lord will keep you free from every disease he will not inflict on you. Malachi 3:10. Obey all of God's commandments. Receive his blessings by walking with him in all ways. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Psalm 103, 1 through 5 tell us that God's benefit is healing. Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives your sins and heals all your diseases. Grace and peace to you. Many people like to get a fast response for prayer requests, so I'm giving you my post office box number so that you can send a letter and make a prayer request or send a donation that way. Write to Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, P.O. Box 460512, Denver, Colorado 80246. You may also listen to the programs again and download them, as well as find contact information on 670KLTT.com on the weekday program guide. Click on Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, and you'll be right there at my website. Thank you for joining me weekly here at Abiding in Christ Ministries for Kingdom, Covenant, and Mediator.